Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here, our second hour on Tuesday, the 27th of April. The prepper tip of the day is to build your inventory of essential oils now while you can. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. At the moment, we have Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, with us. Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog. Steve Benoon will join us in about an hour, and we'll have him for about half an hour. And good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Well, sir, let's see. If I read your most recent article, I think, this is still the most current one, published April 22nd. The title of it is "Checkmate." For 22 years, you were warned. And then there's a quotation from Vladimir Putin here. Everything I've said today is not a bluff. It is not a bluff. Believe me. And those who live in the past, unable to look into the future, should stop rocking the boat we are all in, which is called the Earth. The article goes on to talk about how Putin apparently is attempting to rehabilitate Joseph Stalin, even going so far as to mimic the Georgia accent of Stalin. And we're not talking about the state of Georgia in the United States. We're talking about the Russian state of Georgia. That's pretty scary that he wants to emulate and make Joe Stalin to be some kind of great guy. It's pretty scary, isn't it, Jeff?
Well, yeah, because Stalin was the guy that set up World War II. And I think there's a particular meaning behind that, because I think Putin, in a way, is trying to set up World War III in a way that his country is going to come out ahead. And China's doing the same thing. So, you got two malign actors whose main enemy is the United States.
Well, 20 years ago, we would say something, you and I, Jeff, we were having a conversation. Well, the combination of Russian technology and Chinese manpower would be a winning combination. But now we're at the point where the Chinese now has a blue water navy, nearly double the size of our blue water navy. They're building state-of-the-art weapons in every category. So that old analogy is no longer applies because the Chinese are on a par with the United States and Russia when it comes to modern weaponry, aren't they, sir?
Well, the Russians have given them and helped them out a lot. So
exactly.
Quite a bit of their equipment has come from the Russians. So
right, right. Yeah, so it's something about the Asian people that they're not real good at inventing stuff, but they're taking things that already exist and not only duplicating them, but making them better. That seems to be a part of the Asian persona, doesn't it, Jeff?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
Yep. And there's nothing wrong with that. Before the Japanese got involved in cameras, the Germans were the top of the heap when it came to cameras and anything involving optics. And the Japanese looked, they observed, they copied, and they made it better. Now the highest quality cameras come from Japan and optics in general. Automobiles the same way. They looked at the American automobiles, and I thought, if it wasn't for the Japanese cars, Jeff, we would still have brand new Ford, Chevys, and Dodges with a 3-year or 12,000-mile warranty, wouldn't we, sir?
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Yeah, some of the Japanese car companies, you know, I'm thinking about Nissan, they did an incredible job, and they offered incredible quality. And so it's the Japanese are an incredibly hardworking, intelligent people. And
well, they are, and the Chinese are as well. Yeah. I remember going to a car show, and I was a senior in high school, so it would have been about 1965, 66, along in there. And it was all these Datsuns, they called them at the time. And there was a list of 20 options that were included at no charge that Ford, Chevy, Dodge were charging extra money for. And I thought to myself, as an 18-year-old boy, I thought, man, these guys got it figured out. They got it figured out. The threat posed by Russia and China is, in my opinion, and I believe you share my opinion, Jeff, a clear and present danger to the entire West, not the United States, isn't it, sir?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, why? You have to ask yourself, in a period of unprecedented peace, supposedly after the Cold War, why did Russia and China build themselves such gigantic missile forces? Why has Russia renewed its nuclear arsenal when we have not? We have not engaged in a nuclear arms race. They have engaged in one, a qualitative one, a one of quality, in which they've come out with completely new types of weapons, the likes of which we haven't even attempted to build.
Well, it's only a race if there's two competitors. Our team is sitting on the bench.
Yeah, no. And really, the race is between Russia and China to see who can get bigger and badder than us faster.
There you go. There you go. There you go, Jeff. Absolutely. Leon, you were an officer in the United States Navy, and you had what was at the time state-of-the-art missile defense systems, which basically were radar-controlled machine guns, weren't they, Leon? Like miniguns that were radar-controlled. Would that be somewhat accurate?
Yes, sir. We had the, you see the railgun has improved drastically over the last 20 years. But, yeah, we had the C-Wiz, which is the radar-controlled gun. And in essence, it's like the Aero Dillon, minigun. It just used depleted uranium. And so
right.
That was for last-ditch defense. But now, you know, with these super-duper torpedoes like the Phoenix or the Poseidon, yeah, that's definitely changed the entire equation now, because they're talking about doing nuclear tsunamis off the coast, which would go in inland, plus it would be radioactive. So, you know, that's changed it drastically. But we haven't seen everything in the U.S. arsenal, because they always like to bring it out, like the Black Hawk. They brought it out. The 117, they brought it out during the war. So they always keep some things in abeyance until things get hot. So, yeah, we do have some improvements, but I don't think we don't brag about them as much as the Chinese and Russians do.
Well, one of the reasons they brag is to intimidate the opposition, right, Jeff?
Yes.
Well, you know, it's the we're headed for the Great Reset, of course. Build back better. And that, well, why are all these usual suspects saying this phrase, and what does it mean?
I'm sorry, Jeff, I lost you there. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you
hear? Okay. All right. No, sometimes my audio just goes away. Well, regardless, both Russia and China both have super EMP weapons, don't they, sir?
I know the Russians do, and we are told and suspected that the North Koreans do, so I would suspect the Chinese as well.
Well, North Korea attempts to give the appearance of their independent actors, independent of China. But on one hand, on the other, I regard North Korea a client state of China. And I don't believe they'll do anything major, such as attempt to start a war, without the blessing of Red China. What do you think, Jeff?
I think North Korea is the client state of Russia.
Really?
Yeah. Well, look, his grandfather was a Soviet military officer, and the current ruler. I mean, he went from Moscow to Pyongyang and assumed power of that country. Sorry, I know from an inspector of the International Atomic Energy Agency that they got their nuclear weapons from Russia. I don't believe that North Korea built those nuclear weapons. No. They were given to them by Russia. I believe that Russia controls the codes on those weapons as well. So, North Korea gets its conventional weapons as hand-me-downs from China, but the North Korean regime has been its Russian advisors. It's all about Russian control. The Chinese have big inputs in there because they sent their volunteer army in the Korean War. So China has its part, but really that Kim regime was set up by the Russians.
I understand that North Korea paid for things they got from Russia by sending forced labor into Russia to do the bidding of what Russians needed done. Are you aware of that, sir?
I think I've heard that before. The agreements between Russia and China a couple of years ago, Russia and North Korea, a couple of years ago, the Russians doubled the track lines going from Russia into North Korea along that coastal section there between Vladivostok and North Korea. They also increased their number of military advisors in North Korea. So it really is, that regime really is supported by the Russians. And the Chinese, they help out by giving the hand-me-down conventional weapons. But,
So the older AK-47s or AKMs, they end up in North Korea when China's military is done with them.
It's where I'm talking about tanks and.
Tanks. Okay.
I'm talking about tanks and. Personnel carriers and rockets and artillery and things like that.
Okay, the heavier weapons, obviously. Well, there's a former CIA director who says that the two North Korean satellites that go over the Midwest of the United States every 12 hours have EMP weapons on them. I would assume that a former director of the CIA would have the ability to find out what's really in those satellites. What do you think, Jeff?
That's Peter Pry's analysis of what those satellites are. I think it's kind of a defense of North Korea because North Korea has probably 30 to 40 nuclear weapons, but it's not enough to destroy the U.S., but one EMP bomb would. So if we bombed or destroyed North Korea, that's North Korea's ability to say, hey, we can have a nuclear exchange with America, and America's destroyed, and we are. And I think that's to Russia and also China's advantage, because if they unleash North Korea on the United States, they get rid of the United States, and what do they care if North Korea is the only casualty they suffer?
Well, that's the way the communists think. Whatever it takes to achieve their goal, they'll do it, won't they, sir?
Yeah, no, it's exactly right. I mean, it's like Mao made a speech in Moscow in 1957, and he said, I'm not afraid of nuclear war. There's 2.7 billion people in the world, which there were at that time. And he said, if some of them have to die in a nuclear war, there's still plenty of people. He said, we have 600 million people in China, which was the number they had at the time. He said, if 300 million of them die in a nuclear war, we still have 300 million people. It's no big deal. I'm not afraid of anything, he said in his speech.
Well, it's certainly in a Western mindset, especially in the minds of Christians, it's a very bizarre and freakish, barbaric way to think. But that is the way they think, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the threats of China against Taiwan appear to be growing in intensity and becoming more numerous, Jeff, aren't they?
Yeah, they're making these threats. If you look at the speeches, secret speech of Chiao Chen, he says, we know how to appear to do one thing while we're doing another. The threat to Taiwan isn't the real threat. The threat is to us. They'll pick up Taiwan whenever they want. They control the sea around it. If they destroy the United States, Taiwan will surrender immediately to them.
They'll have no choice.
No,
we're the big brother that keeps Taiwan free and safe.
Yeah.
And once the big brother's gone, they're easy pickings.
Yeah. My understanding is what the Chinese and Russians have done is they've agreed to take out the U.S. first, so the Russians don't have to fight a major war in a nuclear war in Europe, and the Chinese don't have to fight wars all over the Pacific Islands. They can force them all to surrender.
Well, that would be right in accordance with the principles of Sun Tzu, wouldn't it, sir?
Yes, it is. And the idea, the Chinese have done this analysis of World War II, where they said, well, what did the Nazis do wrong? Well, they should have attacked America first. They shouldn't have attacked Poland, Norway, the Low Countries, France, and then the Battle of Britain. They did it backwards. They should have taken out while the productivity of the United States remained behind those countries, Germany couldn't win the war. So take the U.S. down first. And that reveals really what they're thinking.
If the Third Reich had waited 5 years, they would have had the Luftwaffe would have been metal jet fighters. when our Air Force at the time was basically canvas kites with an engine on the front of it.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, and seriously, there's thousands of books written about World War II, but that's a very quick and very accurate analysis, isn't it, sir?
Well, they had the York bomber. They had a bomber that could fly from Europe all the way to the United States and come back. The flight flew at altitudes that no fighter could intercept it, and they could have bombed our cities. You know, if they had waited, yeah, they might have had a fleet of those.
Well, there's no maybe about it. In fact, they ran out of pilots before they ran out of airplanes. Or the Luftwaffe aircraft were being built in secure underground facilities that the bombers couldn't touch. Yeah, and when the war ended, they still had plenty of planes, but the pilots were all basically dead and captured. Well, it's amazing. And we're still living the consequences of World War II, aren't we, sir?
Oh, this whole situation is a gift from our leaders in World War II. They gifted us this super communist China and this Russia that is it's basically a successor state to the Soviet Union, and it's run by communists who don't want to call themselves communists because that's awkward. And so they call themselves, well, we're just Russian nationalists. Look, Putin's wearing a cross.
All right. He's wearing the Christian cross. That was great psyops, isn't it?
Oh, it's fantastic. And just watch him squirm when they try to get a Christian confession out of him.
We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air, with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. The COVID relief shell is still in effect today. It'll be shut down the next day or two. You want an extra dollar amount off, it's time to get your EMP Shield devices now. This is a Tuesday morning roundtable. We have Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. He has 6 books for sale at Amazon, 3 he authored, 3 more he co-authored at Amazon.com. All right. Well, Jeff, our job, and Leon, of course, is to inform people, educate people, alert people, so that they're aware of the true nature of these threats. And then they can take personal responsibility to survive what's coming at us. Right, Jeff?
That's right.
So this is your heads up, ladies and gentlemen. We spend a couple hours each week discussing these matters. 2 hours on a Tuesday, Jeff's with me another hour on Wednesday, getting into the true nature of the international commerce conspiracy, which has been at work for about a century. Not long after the communists took over in 1917 in Russia, They had a regency in the United States, basically doing the same thing here, didn't they, sir?
That's right.
And we're living the consequences now. Top to bottom, left to right, the communists have infiltrated everything in our society and changed many things in our society, changed them to be not what they should be. They've even, I can't say that the communists are directly responsible for changing the Boy Scouts to become the Scouts, but even if the communists weren't responsible for it, they certainly benefit, don't they, Jeff?
Yeah, they definitely benefit.
I never dreamed that the Boy Scouts would become the Scouts, allowing teenage girls to be in the Scouts and have mentally ill men who are sexually attracted to other men to be leaders in the Boy Scouts. What a strange and bizarre thing the Scouts have become, that we would have mentally ill men and women in the military, mentally ill men who want to be women in the U.S. military, mentally ill women who want to become men in the military, in positions of trust and responsibility in the Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines. All these social engineering things, Jeff, they cause harm and lower the readiness of the military, don't they, Jeff?
Yes, that's right.
Now, Leon, when you were in the Navy, certainly, as all the services, there were homosexuals in there, but they did their best to appear to be normal and not reveal what their personal sexual preferences were, didn't they, Leon?
Yes, sir, and also being a legal officer, that was something that could be done with, you know, Article 15 and then UCMJ, but it really became bad when Clinton, in the last 2 years when I was there, when he said, don't ask, don't tell, I was like, it's going downhill quickly, so I left thereafter, 93.
So before Clinton became in office, what was your thoughts about a career with the Navy? Did you think that was something you wanted to do until retirement, or what were your thoughts at the time before Clinton came in?
Yes, I was pursuing it, and I enjoyed the Navy. I enjoyed traveling and seeing the world. When he came in, it just started changing drastically. You know, they had the reduction of force after the first Persian Gulf War, so we had to reduce. It was like 35%. So, people that were acceptable to be in the service, once the war was over, they're like, hey, we need to save money, so we're going to kick everybody out. People who hadn't passed physical fitness tests, it was okay if they had pot when they were in, but once the war was over, they said, oh, we got to kick everybody out for any kind of drug infractions. And in things that were minor before, they were used as reasons to get rid of them. So it's like the hypocrisy was that it's okay, we'd keep you just for the war. You could die for the war, but you couldn't be there after, because, you know, we need to save money. So goodbye.
Well, Leon, you and I are friends, and we spent quite a bit of time together. I regard you, sir, as an alpha male warrior. And I would think that part of your decision to leave the Navy was based on your being an alpha male warrior. And that said, I would say that there were probably tens of thousands of alpha male warriors in the Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines who made similar decisions for similar reasons. What do you think, Leon?
Yes, sir. And I've talked to some of the people that were in during the Persian Gulf War, and they said, you know, this is not the same service and not the same mindset that I joined it. And so, you know, even after the fact, I've spoken with people who said, yeah, that was one of the motivating facts for me to fix it.
Hold that thought, Leon. We got a break. We got a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 27th of April. My website is thelibertyman.com. I know our listeners like to keep up on what's going on in the world. A friend of mine, former counterintelligence agent, he puts together a daily intelligence briefing updated at my website every 24 hours. This is the only place you'll find this. He has a private list of men he's worked with, men and women he's worked with over the years in various capacities in military intelligence and so forth. And it's a very exclusive list that I'm very grateful he allows it to be posted at my website. Two panels over from that is a wood-burning stove that has no smoke. My neighbors are starting to cut their firewood for next winter. That's what you do when you heat with wood. You cut it in the summer, you burn it in the winter. This wood-burning stove puts out no smoke. It burns so efficiently, the rocket stove. Last but not least, energy cleaners are getting caught up this week. It's been a challenge. Tom Berryhill and I have been meeting that challenge, getting these things packed up and out the door as quick as we can. Check out the energy cleaner and the mattress pads that go with them at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at amazon.com. We expect to be joined by Steve Ben Noon. His website is linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. And that is IsraeliNewsLive.org, I believe, IsraeliNewsLive.org. John, we got a caller on hold here. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Good morning. I had a question concerning how we're still living with the after effects of World War II. I mean, what about its social impact? How did it change American society? Because here's a question I have. What about, it seems to have touched off into, after 15 years, it seemed to have set the ground for a crime wave that got touched off about 1960, 61, when the baby boomers reached 15 years old and entered the crime-prone years. And it continued to the point where they, for political reasons, the Nixon administration took advantage of it to instigate war on drugs and a trend towards mass incarceration, to where we went in 1970 from 161 per 100,000 incarcerated to up to at one point just about 10 or about 12 years ago, it was 743 per 100,000, and now it's 698 per 100,000. I mean, what caused this? What was the relationship with the immediate post-war? How did the war affect society that the immediate generation that was born afterwards became what it became and caused the social breakdown?
Jeff and Leon have a response. They're welcome to join in. I am a baby boomer, born in 1947. And this bulge of people born during a period of time from 1945 to about 1960, we're called the baby boomers. And this bulge of people changed society in many ways, most of them positive, some negative. Obviously, if you've got more people, you're going to have more criminals. That just stands to reason you would. But I think most of the things that the baby boomers brought to the table were positive in terms of their contributions to society overall. More people are incarcerated because more people committed crimes. I mean, that's pretty clear to me. Now, some crimes were more grievous, the punishment towards black Americans. The crack cocaine punishments were far above regular powdered cocaine, and the crack cocaine, of course, was mainly used by black African Americans, and the powdered cocaine used mostly by white Americans. Now, that's a clear example of a punishment being targeted towards the black community as opposed to the white community. I don't know if it's still that way, but that's the way it was. Other than that one example of a crime having a different punishment, more oriented towards black Americans than white Americans, I'm not aware of any other part of the judicial system that was unfair. These incarceration rates, I know President Trump was making some progress in giving pardons to people who had been convicted of rather minor crimes and served very lengthy sentences for rather minor crimes, and he should have done that, and he would have continued that if he'd been he was reelected, but if he was not did not have the election stolen from him. Leon, you got any other response for John's inquiry here?
You know, I agree with what he's saying about the incarceration rates, and then also if you look at the percentages of people of color, you know, even though they're, you know, they're less than 30% of the entire populace, both black and Hispanic, you know, they make up over 70% of the actual incarceration stat. So, you know, the hypocrisy is there in that regard too, and it's back to now the slave plantation in that regard, is that, you know, correctional Correctional Corporation of America, CCA, is is a private entity, and they're making billions of dollars in the last 6 years on pretty much free labor. And so, you know, that's an industry on toward itself. So, yeah, there's a lot of problems, and I don't know if it's directly attached to World War II, but it's definitely because of the
I wouldn't. I would. Right. I would look at the crime as more a problem of laws that took the fathers out of the homes, that provided financial incentives for young white women and young black women to have babies without a father present, a financial incentive to do that. And Jeff, you got any follow-ups there before we move on?
Well, yeah, there's a general attempt by the left to, you know, get rid of the role of the father and to make all women make their husband into the state, and the state control the children. And that's kind of a trend we see that has affected, of course, minorities much earlier, you know, than whites. But I think whites are following in the train of the same kind of...
Well, they have. And I became a criminal investigator in 1973. And the area I worked in was probably 99% Caucasian. And I saw the same issues there that are in the black community, where young women were financially incentivized to have babies being raised without a father being present. And those young men, they were my clients. I was doing defense investigations, and they were raised without a father present, and they were really screwed up. I think we answered John's question sufficiently. John, we do thank you for your call, and we'll move on from there. There is a general theme here, and who was it? Mark Twain said, "History doesn't repeat itself, but it does rhyme." And it's we are living the consequences now of decisions made decades ago, aren't we, Jeff?
Yeah, that's right.
And unfortunately, well Leon, you would have been retired from the Navy if you'd stayed in by now, wouldn't you, sir?
Absolutely, and I've met a bunch of young people, and they're in their 40s and 45, and I'm like, holy cow, you're double-dipping now? And I'm like, yes. So I joined when I was 17, so yeah, it's theoretical. Right. I've seen a couple of my people on board ship and people I've gone to school with, that are commanding officers and executive officers on ships, and a couple of them are flag officers. And so it's gratifying to see, my friends succeed. And it's like, things have changed, and I had my own life, but yeah, it definitely makes me think about how it could have been different.
Well, hindsight is 20/20. I believe, Leon, you made the right decision. I know your bio somewhat, and no regrets, no regrets. Our military, Jeff, has been downsized as a consequence of the alleged collapse of the Soviet Union, hasn't it, sir?
Yeah. I mean, we have a lot of false narratives, and that's the collapse of the Soviet Union is one of those false narratives that people don't quite understand what actually happened.
Well, I would say once a week I see a reference to Ronald Reagan being given credit for the collapse of the Soviet Union all the things that are part of this false narrative. Lech Walesa was apparently an undercover agent of the communists, wasn't he, sir?
Yeah, he's been accused of, in fact, his code name was even exposed in court in Poland. He was an agent of the secret police. I heard that from people in Fighting Solidarity, and it's been, there's a book that came out in Poland about his background. I mean, it's pretty clear who he was.
Right. Right. Well, what we're supposed to believe is that Czechoslovakia, Hungary, Poland, all the East European communist countries, that young people went to the capitals, jumped up and down and said, we want blue jeans and rock and roll and freedom. And the entire country apparatus collapsed. The military, the secret police all collapsed without a shot being fired. That's what we're supposed to believe, aren't we, sir?
Yeah, that's what we're supposed to believe.
Yep. Oh, no. The young people are here demanding blue jeans and rock and roll, and we're just going to give up without a shot being fired. You're right.
Yeah, they always give up.
Yeah, of course. we got a caller here. We got Bob in Missouri. Good morning, Bob.
Yes, I have a question for Jeff. I think he was going to expand on the Build Back Better slogan that the Democrats are using. It sounds like something right out of the Bolshevik Revolution. I wonder if he'd give us his thoughts on what that means.
It means build back Bolshevik. You know, I mean, look, you look at all the figures in Europe who are saying it. It's not just the Democrats here. All over Europe, they're saying it. Why? It's all the usual suspects. They're people of the left. They're the same people who have been given the Russian and communist line, who have pretended to be much more moderate than they are. And they're all saying it. So why? Who got all these people, you know, reading out of the same script? You know, how can all these politicians from different countries be saying the same stupid slogan? I mean, it's so dumb. It's embarrassing to repeat those words. But it's just, it means the Great Reset. It means socialism. It means getting rid of capitalism, using the pandemic to get rid of capitalism and freedom, and then go to socialism. That's what it means.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, the question is, like you said, who's behind it?
The communists. It's who's behind all those politicians. I mean, you look at the Clintons. You look at Davos, German or Swiss, whatever he is, guy behind Davos. These people, they're just little communist lackeys. You know, that's what the Clintons came out of the Vietnam War being protesters. They weren't for peace. They were for the Viet Cong winning when they protested the Vietnam War. I mean, you look at Obama, who's saying that slogan. I mean, Obama was schooled by a Marxist, Frank Marshall Davis, actually a Communist Party USA member, who, if you read his FBI file, they think, well, we caught him taking pictures of the ships in Pearl Harbor back in the late 50s or early 60s, and they say he's probably a KGB agent. That's a guy that mentored Obama when he was a teenager. So, I mean, who are these people? Well, you look closely at their background. It's like, no, they're not normal people. You know, they've got communist, connections. There's a red thread that runs through all of them.
So are the Russians basically behind it? Are the Russians and the Chinese coordinating? Are they the main pusher of this? Or?
Well, communism is like a religion. It exists in every country. You know, the Communist Party USA, yeah, the Russians had a major hand in founding it, because they had had in 1917, they had had their revolution. And, of course, the left in America was quite different before Lenin appeared. And so suddenly the left in America wanted to get behind that. And so at both of the conventions, they had large meetings in New York and Chicago put together. Actually, there was initially two communist parties, and Lenin forced them to become one. But it was the Russian immigrants in this country that were decisive in the putting together of that party. And people from the former Russian Empire, Gus Hall was of Finnish nationality. Finland was part of the Russian Empire. And so Russia did have an influence, there's no doubt, the Soviet Union. And China does too, because it's a very powerful communist country. But these people, these communists, are part of a world movement that actually looks to those countries, because those countries have money, wealth, power, intelligence, assets, and can help them take power here in other countries. So that's part of the history of it, yeah.
Is the Bilderberg Society a player in this?
No, they're just, I mean, look, the Bilderbergers, look, if you're the communists and you have a revolution in Russia in 1917, who's your enemy? You conceive of your enemy as being global capitalism. So what is the first thing? Where do you send your spies first? Into the Bilderbergers, into the tax-exempt foundations, into the Rockefeller Foundation. That's where you send your spies. And guess what? Oh, these people don't have any awareness of counterintelligence. They're easy to influence. They're easy to infiltrate. oh my gosh, we can take over the capitalists. I mean, what is the FBI defending the Rockefeller Foundation? No, it's not. It's defending the U.S. government. And it's about, besides, the FBI was always a white-collar crime organization. They never had the ability to keep up with the KGB or the Communist Party that was helping the KGB here. So, of course, the wealthy got infiltrated. And look, wealthy people are monomaniacs about their businesses. Oh, I can make money in Russia. Oh, gosh, you know, what did the Rockefellers do? They built the Soviet oil industry, and then they lost all the money they put into it.
Okay, gentlemen, hold on. Jeff, hold on. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Gentlemen, that's the Lewis and Clark Fife and Drum Corps. They have CDs for sale. There's a link at my website at thelibertyman.com. Gentlemen, our next caller, or Jeff, did you finish your comment before we move on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bob, are you still there?
Yes, I just wanted to say it just seems like they're so harmonically coordinated, and we seem to be reacting.
Well, you figured that out.
Yeah.
Well, I just wondered, you know, what Jeff thought, you know, is there, I mean, is it, like you said, it's a spiritual thing, and and we just seem to be reacting to it.
Well, it's intellectual. There's been an intellectual decline in the West so that people don't really think that clearly anymore, not at least focused on these kind of things. And the communists, however confused their goals are, they have this intellectual sharpness and this organizational ability. So what they do, society is not really reacting to them as it should, and they're affecting society more and more. I mean, everything from the gay movement, which was started by, you know, Harry Hay, who was a communist, to feminism, you know, Betty Friedan, again, a Communist Party member who popped out. You know, we find this out years later that these people were communists. Well, I mean, Harry Hay, I think, was pretty well known. But, I mean, a lot of these things that we're going through now, the changes in our society, these were brought about by communists who were following a definite program. They were trying to change our society. And people, you know, they think this stuff all just happened spontaneously. No, this was all organized, and they used Leninist tactics. And it's a very sophisticated, it's all part of the same kind of thing. And people don't understand it. They don't see clarity about it. And we just keep going down the rat hole here. We just keep sinking, taking on water, as they say.
Okay, well, right. Thank you. Yeah, they went in through the university system, too, and that's how they got to the press.
Right. Yeah, right. They went into journalism in the universities, yes, and it goes back, you know, 100 years. And we right now, I mean, look, we're still not reacting. I mean, I remember at the end of the Cold War, I was furious because people wrote editorials saying, well, now the universities are the last bastion of Marxism now that it's collapsed in the Soviet Union, and it's like, you fools, the universities are where all your future bureaucrats and CIA and FBI and Justice Department people come from. You're handing the country, you're saying, oh, we'll just let them raise our children and populate our government and we're fine. I just want to give up. You know, you hear this idiocy.
Well, thank you so much, Jeff.
Bob, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Our next caller is Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hello. Thank you for talking about this, because I still recommend people read Russia Prepare. I mean, look at the YouTube Russia Prepares for War by the Prophecy Club, Stan Johnson, lately. And
okay, we'll do that. Thank you, Pat.
Well, I had one more thing.
Well, hold on after the break. Good to go.
Going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.